We're continuing in our class, Judaism Head to Toe, and we had discussed the mouth. And we began by discussing the biblical mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and we continued and discussed the biblical mitzvah of remembering that we left Mitzrayim every morning and every night, and how we fulfill that when we read the Shema. So that was our first mitzvah that we discussed in the mitzvot of the mouth. What other biblical mitzvot d'oraita do we have with the mouth? Help me out here, guys. What other mitzvot d'oraita do we have with the mouth? V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The Torah says, eat, you will be satiated, and you will bless. So the after blessing, after we eat bread and we're full, is a biblical mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraita. Birkat Hamazon. The first three paragraphs are d'oraita. The fourth paragraph was composed by the rabbis after the destruction of the Second Temple and the city of Beitar. So then they composed the fourth blessing, Hatov v'Ameitiv, Hashem who is good and does good unto us. Even though the temple's been destroyed, even though our great leader Bar Kokhba's been destroyed, even though the great warriors of Beitar were murdered and piled up, their bodies were there, and for years the Romans wouldn't let us bury them because they were so upset at the great rebellion in Beitar. Even so, Hashem made a miracle that those bodies remained intact. And years later, when they were permitted to come and bury them, they found them intact and buried those bodies. They instituted a blessing. Hashem is good and does good. Hatov v'Ameitiv. And this blessing is the rabbinical blessing, the fourth blessing of Birkat Hamazon. And that's why before that blessing we say, Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerkodesh Bimiravi Amenu Baruch Ata Hashem Bonei V'Rachamav Yerushalayim Amen. Why do we say the Amen? We're delineating. This is the conclusion of the first three blessings, which are Doraita. And now we're going into the fourth blessing, which is the Rabbanan. That blessing extends, Rachamanu Imloch Aleinu L'Olam Ed, Rachamanu Yitpach V'Shmayim V'Aretz. All the Harachamans are a continuation of that blessing. The merciful one may bless us, etc. So we have the first three blessings after we eat, which are Doraita. The fourth is the Rabbanan, the blessing of Atova Metiv, which is a reminder that Hashem still loves us. He's still doing good things to us, the Jewish people, even with the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Now, it is only Doraita, we said, if we ate bread of the five grains, and we are full from that bread. That leads us to a bunch of other subjects. What happens if I didn't eat bread? Well, before we go to there, why is it relevant that that is a mitzvah d'oraita, a biblical obligation to say benching? So, let's fast forward 24 hours from now. You guys will be after this wonderful evening of learning Torah. You'll have stayed up till 2:33 in the morning, enjoying, basking in the Torah that we're learning. And tomorrow morning, you'll be here bright and early for Shachris, and we'll be learning after Shachris till 11:15 as we do. And then you're going to go get ready for Shabbos. And comes Friday night, you'll have this tremendous, wonderful Friday night meal in honor of Shabbos. You finish the meal, and you sit down to bench. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, hazon tzolam kulo. As you're benching, you suddenly find yourself in La La Land, and you wake up. Now you ask yourself, where am I? Oh, I'm at the Shabbos table. Why do I have a bencher in front of me? Oh, I'm benching. Did I finish benching? And you blank out. And you don't remember. Did I bench? Did I dream that I benched? Did I say the first blessing? The second blessing? The third blessing? And you stand there looking at the bencher, and you can't figure it out. And you realize your eyes are drooping as you're trying to figure it out. So you stand up, you say, wait, where am I holding? Now you can't figure it out. You don't know. You simply don't know. Did you bench or didn't you bench? So you have to repeat. You don't know. You have to repeat. We said it's a mitzvah d'oraita, so you go back and you start again. What can you do? You know you said the beginning. How long was I dozing off for? So when in doubt, you don't even know if you began. You're holding the bencher and you're trying to remember, did I start or was it all a dream? I don't know. And it feels so bad.
Shabbos.
What? So you have to repeat when it's a blessing that is a biblical mitzvah, you have to repeat the blessing. So we repeat benching. Now, when the Torah tells us the mitzvah of blessing Hashem after eating food, the Torah says like this: I am bringing you to a land that is blessed, right? A land that is lush with eretz, chita, usora, wheat and barley, vegefen and grapes, uteina and figs, virimon and pomegranates, eretz zeit shemen udvash, a land that has olives producing oil and honey that's dripping from the fig, the dates. The pasuk describes the seven species the land of Israel is blessed with. Then the Torah says, v'achalta v'savata. Torah says, Eretz asher lo v'miskenu tochal ba lechem. It's a land where you'll be able to eat bread and not out of poverty. Eretz asher avaneh v'azel umareh tachtov nechoshet. It's a land that the rocks are metal, and from the mountains you could quarry bronze or iron or copper. V'achaltav savata, you will eat and be satiated and you will bless Hashem. So the commandment to bless Hashem is about what? What am I going to eat? So one could understand that it goes back on all seven species. You ate a grape, Torah says, make a blessing. But the Torah said, v'savata, you will be satiated. So we assume that the mitzvah d'oraita is only after bread, because the Torah said the seven species, and then it said it's a land where you'll eat bread and not out of poverty. So it sounds like it's now talking about the bread. And then it goes on to say, you will eat and be satiated and blessed. But this is a machloket, this is a disagreement in the Mishnah, in the Talmud, and among the early commentaries, the Rishonim. When we make an after blessing after eating a fig, a date, a pomegranate, an olive, a grape, right? Any one of the seven species, is the after blessing a mitzvah d'oraita or not? That's a machloket. So ideally, we try not to run into doubt there. The blessing that's called Meyen Shalosh, that's an outline of the three blessings, we call it Alamichya, but it's not only Alamichya, it's Alagefen, Valpriagefen. That blessing, it's not clear whether it's biblical or not. Now, who can do beep, beep, beep? Zionist alert. We're going to say a nice, beautiful pshat, which everyone should take down in their heart. How many of you are Ashkenazim here? The rest of you are Sfaradim? What do Dutch people do?
I honor the tradition of the grandfather by the
Sfaradim. Sfaradim, okay. So when we look at the blessing, Meyen Shalosh, so the blessing goes like this. We say, Hashem, thank you very much for the wonderful food of the fruits, the bounty of the land of Israel. And then we say, Hashem, could you please give us the ability to ascend to the land of Israel? Ve'aleinu letocha, we should merit to ascend to the land of Israel. Ve'samecheinu bevinyana, and we should rejoice in its rebuilding. And then Ashkenazim say, in other few words, ve'nochal mipriya, let us enjoy eating the fruits of the land of Israel. Ve'nisba mituva, and we should be satiated from the good of the land of Israel. Unvarecha alein, we should bless you over the land of Israel, over the food we've eaten. Biktushav tara. So there are two versions dating back a millennium ago of whether this blessing includes this sentence or not. Do we say, let us eat the wonderful fruit of the land of Israel? So the Sfaradim say, you gluttons, you want to make aliyah to eat the food? You want to make aliyah because it's a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel. What is this? Why would you say, let me eat the wonderful food of the land? And the Ashkenazic response is what it says in the Bach. Bach, the Jewish Bach, yeah, not the composer. What it says in the Bach on this halacha is that in the land of Israel, we become holier people by eating the food. The fruits take the holiness of the land. They have mitzvot. You tithe the fruit. You have mitzvot truma and meiser, peyah. You have so many mitzvot in the fruits of the land of Israel. When you eat them, you imbibe within yourself. You take into you the holiness of the land. We're not saying, let me go up to the land of Israel. I hear the pomegranates there are great. Maybe Russian pomegranates are also great. I don't know. We're not saying, let me go to the land of Israel. I hear the olives are amazing. Maybe the Syrian olives are also amazing. We're not saying, let me go there, let me drink the grapes. Maybe the Italian wines are also great. We're saying, I want to eat the fruits of the land of Israel because I can then take the holiness and bring it inside of me. I become a different person when I eat the fruits of the land of Israel. It always shocks me when I visit my parents in Chutz Laaretz. You go to a supermarket and you can buy all the fruits and vegetables without a hechsher. I look at it and I say, what a simple fruit. When I take an orange, it has to have a hechsher because it has so many mitzvos. The orange I eat, we tithe it, we take off trumos, we give to the poor, we take maaser ani, we give to the Levite, we have Shemitah. Every fruit has so many mitzvot. We make sure it's not crossbred. We make sure it's not in the first 4 years of growth. Right? We have so many mitzvot. You go to Chutz Laaretz, what's an orange? Just food. You know, just food, that's all it is. Here, it's all these mitzvos when you see an orange. So, that's why we want to merit to eat the fruit of the land of Israel. So, we covered two blessings, right? We covered the blessing of Birkat HaMazon. First three blessings are Doraita. The fourth, sorry, is Derabanan. We covered the blessing of Alamichya. We said we make the blessing after eating one of the seven species. So if I eat grapes, I have to make a blessing alamichya. If I drink wine, I have to make a blessing alamichya. If I eat pomegranates, figs, olives, dates, I have to make the blessing of alamichya. When I'm eating fruit, instead of saying alamichya, I say alaaretz val perotea, and the fruits of the land. Because I'm eating the fruits of the land, right? If I'm drinking wine or grape juice, I say ala gefen val priya gefen, over the grapevine and the fruit of the grapevine, right? The wine. So there are three different versions to the blessing. On Rosh Chodesh, we stick in, we interject, v'zachreinu l'tova b'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. Hashem, before we conclude the blessing, we say, Hashem, please remember us for good on this Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos, we interject, we say, Hashem, please free us. Give us, may we find favor in your eyes on this day of Shabbos. And the same on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, we have these little interjections that go in just like in benching. So now we've covered benching, biblical, and Bracha Mein Shalosh, this blessing, which is a short version of all three blessings, which we make over these fruits, and it's questionably biblical. We don't treat it as biblical, but it's really a machloket whether Bracha Mein Shalosh is Doraita. Next, we have to talk about Borei Nefeshot, etc. But now we've covered two blessings. We still have a lot to talk about when it comes to the mouth. Yes, Frederick.
Yes, didn't I hear that, well, the wine of the land of Israel, is Hagafna.
Gafna, yeah. Gafna means its grape. Hagafen is the grape. Gafna is its grape. Haperot are fruits. Peroteha, its fruits. Depends on whether the grape juice or the fruits are from the land of Israel, or they just remind us of the land of Israel.
Because the reason being that I was just last Shabbat, I was one of the shul, and they gave a blessing after the third meal, agafen.
Because a lot of the grape juice or wine is not from Israel, so then you say,
and then I see that it's from Israel.
Ah,
is it agafen? And I said, but is it not from here? I said, no, it's from here, but it's agafen.
It's the after blessing.
No, before.
The blessing before we say agafen. It's
agafen.
In the after blessing that we say gafna.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, where do people forget this blessing? Very often. When people sit down to eat cookies and cake, they forget to say Nalamichia. When people make Havdalah, after Havdalah, you just drank the grape juice or the wine, you have to make an after blessing after that grape juice or wine. People very often forget to make that after blessing. So that's people have to pay attention not to forget this after blessing. What's the best trick in order to not forget? Learn it by heart. It's an important blessing to learn by heart, just like the blessing of Asher Yotzar. After a person relieves themselves, they make a blessing thanking Hashem for creating us in such a wonderful way that we can dispose of our bodily waste. The blessing of Asher Yotzar, you should know by heart. That way you'll be able to say it when you need to.
Say it 10 times.
So you know it by heart yet or not yet? Okay. Got to say it a little bit more. Okay.